Oh, bro, if the thing comes to me, I'm going to snag that thing.
Guard dog.
Twice.
Hold on, let me take a picture like the guys who found Saddam. I was watching the Kevin Spacey Unmasked last night.
How was it?
Fine, other than the worst thing he did was he jacked off during Saving Private Ryan. Sorry, it's the same thing over and over again. It's the same story. He goes, he meets a dude, and he's clearly just trying to get these guys.
Yeah. Sure.
Bill played both sides of the ball in high school, dude.
True.
Allstate.
You started playing defense.
Were you Allstate? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about.
You started playing defense there. It was pretty good.
I know, I tried. What else up?
Dude, don't be deflated. You got literally stopped on like not even the 1 yard.
You finally played on the real skill level.
Yeah, even skill level.
Dude, I know I like fuck around and shit, but sometimes like I'm actually like sad.
It's not fun.
I know I'm always like known as like the guy joking around and stuff, but like sometimes I like get sad.
Dude, you should You gotta start a thirst trap IG. I know we talked about it 100 times.
I'd rather imagine kill myself.
Like, huh?
I'd rather
now kill you're myself. Sad? That's a good thirst trap. Just like,
dude, there's ones on there that's like a picture of their kid, like newborn, and then it's like a flashbang sound, and it's like life after my newborn died. It's like, bro,
what?
On Instagram, dude, I swear to God,
no, they don't have those.
It's like morning, like women.
Social media.
How about that girl doing the fucking like I love you TikTok to her baby in a fucking incubator?
Yeah, they had like an incubator and the nose. Yeah, that was fucked up.
What?
She does a TikTok dance and she's like. About pointing to a baby, her baby in an incubator.
You know what's shitty when you go, when you go to whatever it's called, NICU, it's like the neonatal intensive care unit. A lot of the babies, you just don't see any parents anywhere around the whole time.
That's wild.
Like, oh man, they just people just like crap babies out, and they're on like ventilators from the beginning of their life, and like nobody comes and visits them. It's really shitty. What are you thankful for?
What are you thankful for? I'm so thankful that wasn't me.
Yeah.
So thankful that wasn't me.
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
True.
Spade was left to die.
Yeah.
On a mountain.
Spade was born in the dock in St. Charles. Orphan, right?
Yeah, for a little bit.
Just a little.
Yeah, just a little bit.
For a minute. For a second. We're all orphans for a second.
Yeah.
That's what Mother Teresa was doing with like people who are dying. She would just have a whole fucking thing of just people dying on towels.
That's fucking sick.
That was her shit.
The beach.
What?
Is that
like a trip to the beach?
It's like a beach day. Everyone's in Calcutta. Yeah, dude, don't sleep on the don't sleep on the nuns. Mighty. Nuns are, a central part of the church.
People I saw two on my way, and I said, sister, you can go ahead of me.
You saw a nun?
Really? Yeah. I had a goat fourth grade teacher named Sister Elizabeth. Dude.
I was like, I'm going to rip backflips here. It's fucking scary there. Because it's just like little squares next to each other.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to do a misty flip into the fucking foam pit. Dude, no such thing.
What's a misty flip?
When you
misty flip's like a half a backflip
at the same time. Imagine doing a 360 in the air and flipping.
I can't.
Misty flip.
I literally can't.
It's a misty.
That's crazy.
Is if you ever like try to do a flip in front of your boys and pussy out, you're like, oh, that was a misty flip. I fucking misty flip. Like, I'm going to do a flip.
You were hitting flips in the pool for up until recently,
yeah,
right?
I was doing the gainer. Yeah.
Did you retire or are you still?
I said I retired it and I pulled it back out.
You mentioned retirement. You're like Tom Brady.
Exactly.
You retired from the gainers. You said, I still got one more.
I was gauging myself. I was like, am I truly getting old yet? And I'd rip the gainer. And
your family was like, you got to spend more time with us. You can't keep playing doing gainers. You're like, what do you think got us our fucking house?
True.
What do you think got us everything? These fucking gainers. Dude.
It was sick. The day I watched my cousin do it, and I was like, it was like, no, there's no possible way I can do that. And he was like, dude, just do it.
Yeah.
And I jumped up in the air and threw my head back, paused, and was just kind of like... And for real, it was pretty cool. It's like, damn, dude, I can jump up there and do a backflip.
I was in the gainer club.
You're in a gainer club?
Yeah, I did it.
You guys are mermen.
I mean, when you're a little kid, I've seen you. I've witnessed it. I'm certain you can. I thought I was doing everything. I just must have looked like a fucking idiot. Yeah, I
skateboarded.
Do flips.
Yeah. I skateboarded
I do them all
for
the
4 years.
Just land straight on my back or stomach. People would be concerned. They'd be like, are you all right? I'd be like, wow, I just did a flip.
I did a fucking flip. Are you all right?
That's all I did. I skateboarded for 3 years. I never did anything but an ollie.
That's pretty good, dude.
Yeah, you can do anything. So
I would drop in on like little half pipes, and if I had to go down steps, I wouldn't ollie the steps. I would just go fast enough and raise in front of my skateboard down, and it's like my tails would hit the bottom, and then that was a good three set.
That's good. I didn't know you were a skater boy.
Oh, yeah, we were all skater boys.
They would never let me skate.
We used to build ramps. I didn't let you skate.
You guys were, they were like FDR.
Bro, I could have you flown and getting busted
What?
If you fell and hurt yourself, you it was on my cried, ass, dude.
You'd be in trouble.
They'd no, dude,
trouble.
I would go for it, too. They would have skate competitions.
You might be forgetting one of your cries, man.
What do you mean?
You might be forgetting one of your cries.
Bro, I would never,
dude, I have
never
a,
cry
I have a fucking, I have a photograph of
Wooder
me.
Wooder would run
so
down
pussy.
Your cheek, like a tear would come out, but it's not crying.
Dude, that's you, so pussy. You weren't, I mean, I'm not being a dick. You weren't good at skateboarders. We'd be like, Bill, get out of here.
I know, I was a kid, bro.
Yeah, but still, dude, you could have hurt yourself.
They didn't tell that to Tony Hawk. They dude, let him skate the bowls.
We had a
bro.
Ramp like this fucking high. We're going on.
It was you a 4x4 and a piece of plywood.
It's too high.
And then they had one rail that they would sit there and they would have sessions on it all night.
I didn't want the skate.
No one would.
Dude,
no
didn't
one would grind
life.
It.
I didn't want the skate life for you, dude.
I fucking love skating.
What stopped you? You should have stopped.
I literally could only ollie.
Could you hit a
so
kickflip?
You even suck at skateboard.
No, huh? I could heel suck. Flip.
I was good enough to be able to like drop it on half pipes, but I couldn't do anything.
I could 180 on a curb, 50-50 grind it, and 180 off. That was my biggest trick.
That's fucking so sick.
That was my biggest trick.
You could shove it and stuff. That's easy.
Shove it, yeah. That was all day.
I was a manualer.
What are your pussy appointments?
Now you're talking my language.
Yeah, no, I don't like it. It freaks me the fuck out.
You don't want to have pussy appointments?
No, Instagram, all that shit just freaks me out, man.
I hear you.
I don't like being out there.
True.
It just makes me feel weird.
But, dude, just get out there for 2 seconds.
Let one of the babes take a look at you.
Just go.
I also just want you on there just so I can send you Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, yeah.
True. I just love sending them Lord of the Rings.
That rules. Yeah, if you don't follow anyone, it's actually, you don't have anything really to look at except the ads will get you. They got me.
The ads? What do you mean?
Bill's
the
ads.
Is not
they just have ads
girls.
For like cool shit. Oh, yeah. Everything you're talking
Bill's
about.
Bill's is just girls.
Hand up. I mean.
For real?
Can't put a set of huge ones in front of me. And
you being honest?
Want me to click it.
Billy, he just made a pretty big accusation about you.
It's not an accusation. He showed it to me.
Yeah, I'm 100% honest.
He's being honest.
I'm destroyed by Instagram with huge tits. Girls with no names with huge tits. Not
really?
Famous ones. Yeah. It's a fucking legitimate problem.
Fake real?
What?
Fake real?
Nats, bro.
Usually now he showed me in the car.
Really?
No
one has
been literally just girls with giant fat tits.
Really?
Yeah. They rule.
That'll get you.
All bullshit is just how to restore 20-year-old truck and tits.
Fuck.
And bodybuilders.
And bodybuilders. Yeah. There are a lot of
men's
bodybuilders.
Physique.
Awesome.
I mean, this is that's what I'm into right now.
I heard you're in a total whole body right now.
Whole body workout?
Yeah, whole body workout.
Yeah, it's pretty good. We had to switch it up a little bit. Stop trying to do bodybuilding stuff because I'm 32 now and Spade's 42. We just can't do that.
Damn.
These guys like us, we're natural.
Yeah.
You're the same age as my wife.
Really?
I like that.
Nice.
Yo, dude.
Yes.
You're the same age as Brittany, dude. That's crazy.
I know. It's crazy what that does.
What? Young babes?
Yeah.
You a fan?
Yeah. I have a sweet new bio myself.
It's vampiric.
Yeah, it's spot. I'm telling you. Set up, just set up a landing page. Don't even look at it. Billy can manage it.
Yeah.
Start putting cool stuff up there. I'm begging you to get back
cool
in the
picks.
Art world. I'm begging him, dude, to get back
in
the art
world. I'm just getting myself together.
Don't even look at it. Billy
being away, for that long messed me up. I went. I had a cool pool lesson with Earl Strickland, and it changed my life. So all I want to do right now is just practice on my pool, working out.
Think about posting your pool videos.
I could. That'd be sick, but
dude,
I mean, I'm not that good.
You should just wear a GoPro and fucking film your pool videos.
Pool videos? Dude, please create beautiful works of art, dude.
I'm just, right now, step one's just my show. We got to keep the show going.
Heard that. Yeah. Bod.
Same with you,
get
bro.
Good sleep.
Gym.
Sleep's tough. I don't
sleep
very
try to stay
well.
Positive. Yeah, my buddy Ricky said. My buddy Ricky said if you have a kid, you just stop sleeping.
Huh?
If you have a kid, you just stop sleeping.
You do. It's fucked up.
Yeah.
And then you get used to it. And then you start to. I saw a lady.
Your old dad. I have so much rage, dude.
Yeah, I know. You got big. You look good.
That'd be nice to be like cameras on now. Now I'm gonna beat your ass, dude.
Bum fights,
dude. If you record yourself, dude, you record yourself having duels across Europe.
You should have fought for the honor of his children. You should have said, if I win, I get them. Then
I was imagining throwing down steps and stuff.
Really? You're thinking bad things?
Yeah, dark stuff. Couldn't imagine what goes on up here.
He invited it, dude. He did invite it on himself. You should have dueled him.
It should have just been like full out hockey, like drop everything and go.
Yeah,
drop
those.
Throw your GoPro down and go.
That's why I was laughing when you said he's screaming in the little girl's face. Like, that would have been hilarious.
True.
I don't even like you. You're not even hot to me. You're going to probably be hot eventually, but no. It's not even what I'm into right now.
That's like to kiss your father. You should have fucking started.
That's not a party.
No,
that is not a party.
What?
Getting accused of being a chomo in public.
No, dude. In another country, too, they could have fucking...
Literally just have a camera on my chest. What the fuck do you want to do? What do you want me to do?
That is wild as fuck, though.
Yeah.
It's like bums seeing drones. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? If you just see a dude on a public transportation wearing a camera vest, I'd be like, what are you, a fucking child rapist? Why
you come on like out, you rapist.
What are you, the worst thing I can think of? Yeah.
Yeah, so, well, actually, in fact, sir, I am. My intention is to film your children.
I would never touch them. There's a minor attracted person.
It's actually legal. We are in public. I'm filming your kids.
Yeah, like the Black Panther party used to do it. They used to film the police. They used to film the police, yeah.
Or
like,
used to have parties.
They squirrel busted the police?
Huh?
They squirrel busted the police?
They used to just watch them from like 10 feet away and be like, we are allowed to watch you. They were the first dudes on YouTube to be like, I know my rights, sir. You cannot pull me
over. Sovereign citizens?
Yeah. That is the tightest YouTube hole.
Oh, my God. It's, you can watch it forever.
Sir, I do not have to roll down my window to talk to you. This is enough for me to thank you, sir. Please give me my paperwork.
It pisses me off so much.
Dude, they're so funny. Hosser presents himself in court.
I know. I usually am not supportive, but then I see a dude being like, actually, no. I'm like, beat his ass, dude. I hope the cop pulls his ass out of the car. They do. The cops spaz and yank him out of cars and shit.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
There's certain states, I'm pretty sure this is true, where you can like technically try to pull a cop over. There's certain states, if you pull up on a cop, they have to pull over. You can pull them over and be like, I just want to check to make sure like you guys are who you say you are.
They work for us. You can audit them.
Huh?
You can audit a cop.
Yeah, you can pull them over and then you can be like, I'm a...
You have to be a fucking psycho.
Wait.
You there? I had a good time.
Don't, you fuckers.
Did he bring his boyfriend?
Huh? Yeah. Dude, wow.
Bro, that's on, gay.
Wow, dude.
I've really been jonesing to see Hamilton.
It was a great production. You never hear
his name. He's sleepy. He needs some sleep. He is
so wretched. Come to New York and let's see Hamilton.
You're being wretched.
Dude, I'll be honest. Oh, I went in there and said, I'm not looking forward to this play. Because I saw the beginning of it on TV with Brittany. And I was just like, dude, I can't do this.
Yeah. It's the worst.
How long did you last? I might have gotten 2 minutes on
it. It was honestly about four minutes.
It was fucking insane.
She kept stopping and looking at my face and she paused it. She's like, what? And I was like, this fucking sucks.
It's bothering. It's making me
angry.
What
do we got to do about
it? I thought you went to it.
Then you go to the theater. Here's the thing. You go to the theater. Dude, you get a pint. They give you a pint of wine, and you just sit there, and you slowly start to sip it. Then they stop rapping at a certain point, and then it's just beautiful songs. And I was crying towards the end of it. I'm not gonna lie.
Damn, dude.
They killed his son, dude.
The woke mind virus.
He told him to fucking shoot his gun, and that was a beautiful message. He said, "Shoot your gun into the sky. Don't shoot the other guy. You shouldn't take human life." And he did it, and the guy just was like, "Pop!" Shot his son, killed him. Then Hamilton goes to do his final duel against fucking Burr. What's his face, Burr. Hamilton put his gun to the sky and Burr smoked him, dude.
Just like,
that was easy.
He did, for real.
Burr didn't give a fuck.
And towards the end, they do have beautiful songs. Oh, yeah. I am a sucker for musicals.
I didn't know Hamilton didn't try to shoot him.
Unless they just added that for flair.
Zero white pussies if there's duels.
Yeah,
not true. Saying we got to bring him back. Just
I was making fun. I also attended the theater,
dude.
Which
it was.
I saw Book of Mormon, which is, I swear to God, one of the hardest I've ever come.
It was good.
What?
No, I laughed. I was laughing. I was crying laughing.
Laugh out loud.
I
funny.
Was so happy.
Lols.
I was in the gay. When you go to the gay theater, it feels good.
It's awesome, dude.
I'm telling you, I sit there and you go, this is nice.
Plays are good.
I know it sounds great. Also, it's Book of Mormon. It was literally a live South Park episode.
Dude, I'm telling you, man. Hamilton, if you guys don't cry at Hamilton, God, I'll give it up to you. The very end.
Hey, man, Guardians almost got me. So
Guardians almost wrecked me in Spade, one seat away.
Guardians. Every single
we were in the theater. If I was at my house,
we were front row in the theater. Yeah,
that's me and Spade were fucking chilling. We couldn't do that.
I was third row on Broadway, not bragging.
I bought fake tickets for the balcony on SeatGeek, and then I got there, and then we didn't even have a balcony. I was like, "Fuck, dude,
where'd you sit?"
We got in the middle in the orchestra. Yeah,
dude, I'm telling you, man, it was very beautiful. The song, the music, the songs kill me.
See, we're just not cultured. You know?
No, it's just music, dude. You don't need to be cultured to listen to music. You guys are just preventing yourselves. This is a
blockage. I like plays.
This is a blockage.
Reverse.
I like plays.
Good little reverse. That was good jujitsu.
This is a blockage. What would fucking the guy who died from coffee think about this?
I saw the Ebenezer Scrooge, but
and now ground and pound, dude. Now he's ground and pound. He's in full mount.
You know, the block is, that's what they talk about in the Twin Flames thing. That's a cult mentality.
No, it's
block,
heavy emotional.
The fucking...
Here's the thing with repression. It's not that your mind gets rid of it. You got to spend all that energy holding the lid on tight, dude.
Like porn.
Exactly. I'm still making a point.
I've been able to like draw a nude.
That's what I mean. It's bordering Charlie Hebdo.
You see, you can draw some nudes.
Oh, yeah. I'm just thinking about, you're talking about pictures. Do you ever get a pic? Do you ever see yourself when Uber Eats takes a picture of you?
Oh,
that's a fucked up situation, dude.
I have a holding the bag
like a big game hunter.
That is tough.
Third time today.
Quesadilla and two burritos, please.
I want to see if I can find one.
Oh, wait, they keep them in there? Yeah. Fuck, dude, I must have a gallery. Insane gallery. There. Woke up yesterday or Saturday, just hurt. And I was like, fuck, I got to go back to that again. Then, you get there, you get a couple solids, you go, oh, shit, Boss and the Lumineers are going to be on there.
What's the difference between being on stage with you just doing stand-up comedy and live music? That has to be, better.
It was the most uncomfortable I've ever been. Bro,
were you drunk?
Even watching it from the...
No, I wasn't like hammered yet.
Dude, that's like going to a wedding and being like, come on, get on the dance floor.
Times fucking 90 million and everyone else has a guitar and can just go
air
like
guitar,
this.
Bro, you have to.
I hit an air guitar for about 5 seconds and then most of the time stood completely upright with my hand in my pocket. Ooh. While everyone else was dancing. It was fucking, it was crazy.
You just keep getting in these situations.
People were saying out there too early.
What's that?
They sang out there too early.
So early, dude. I was up there for 8 minutes.
There was like two solos before you. It was like two guys like wailing on like a banjo.
But at one point, I was just like facing out away from the. You ever see that?
You like Jim Morrison?
Did you ever see the Dutch national team soccer team where they have like special needs kids?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then there's a bro with Downs in front going. I was literally doing that. I was standing on the edge of the stage by myself just going. Whoa, look at all this. And then I turned around and it was Bruce Springsteen was right behind me playing a guitar and he was like, yeah. And I was for real like, oh, yeah.
They do just holding thing. Back throw up.
I was literally like, my friends were down there like, dance. I could see my friends like, you got to do something.
You should just start air humping.
They started asking security. They're like, can somebody get him off stage?
You're a vibe killer?
He's scared, my friends. They're like, he's fucked up. We got to get him out of there.
Fucking melt, dude.
It was, yeah, hold on. I'll show you a fucking video of it. I guess after. You can literally see me going.
I always thought about that because like I watch videos like Stevie Ray Vaughan perform and like, so stand up must feel cool when like you go out and everyone like fucking freaks out. But if you're ripping through a solo on cocaine, I don't think there's a feeling that comes anywhere fucking close to that.
No, dude.
just me. That was me the entire time.
Oh my God, bro. It's kind of sick though.
Yeah. I mean, it was the coolest shit possible, but
awesome. Then you went home and watched Star Wars and cried.
The next day I watched Star Wars and cried, dude.
You're about to get allegations on you, dude.
The allegations are strong.
I want someone to just make a highlight tape of you meeting Aaron Judge going out on stage and everything.
It's getting worse.
Here comes the boom. The
tism is for real getting significantly worse.
I just don't know what to do in those situations.
Everyone else has a guitar. Also, yeah, you think you know the words to the song until you get on that stage.
Oh, no.
And you go, I have no idea where I am. Everyone else has headphones so they can hear where you're at in the song. I had nothing. I was just up there like...
They want you to sing?
Yeah, you have to sing the one part of it. But then they would be like, come on, jump in and sing the whole...
Yeah.
I have no idea. I'm like...
just hold up. The wrong lip sync is the greatest move you can pull.
I had nothing but wrong lip syncs the entire time. Dude, it was so bad.
You got it to Ashley Simpson dance.
And then they had earphones so they could hear me singing. And dudes would be like, all right, man, take it easy. I was screaming.
They just hear you breathing.
Screaming.
Yeah, that's fucking... I've had that a lot lately.
I got hungover and emotional this yesterday.
Did you cry?
I was close, and it was the most embarrassing part. Dude, Revenge of the Sith with Padme saying, I love you. I can't go with you. And I was on the couch going... I was like, this is really good acting. Natalie Portman's like really good.
Yeah, I don't know why. I just have been like, I don't know if it's like 5G or I'm just becoming softer.
It's 5G. Dude.
It's 5G. It's not going to be us. They're killing 5G. Our testosterone. I don't know. Maybe Reggie and Steve are just making me soft, but I see shit now and I'm just like, fuck.
Yeah.
Your dogs are making you soft?
Yeah.
Yeah, you love your dogs. You love Reggie and Stevie.
Wow. I'll kill for them. I get fucking destroyed by Puerto Ricans every time I take him out on the day. Oh my God, Kaylinda! Ah! Like, fuck.
I had to revisit when Zeus was dying and I was crying.
Oh.
When Zeus was dying and I was crying, I go, what's going to happen, man? And you're like, you're just going to get up. It's going to be another day, dude. What's your problem?
Kid, man.
Yeah, you were a little fucking dickhead.
I was just having fun.
A few years ago, you were a little hard ass.
How would you feel if you were me?
if I was constantly getting fucked with. And my best pal's dog was dying.
I'd say we got to get over this. Obviously, it's sad. I gave him some days to grieve. I don't want to think about them fucking dying. I think about everyone dying and it just fucking destroys
against me. It's nice, dude. Sith fucking rules.
Yes. When Obi-Wan goes to get him on the planet, that's fucking tough.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Or use Blizz's mic. That might be easier.
Oh, yeah.
Blizz's. Anytime Spade starts talking, just put it in his face. Pause.
You say Bill's Anakin?
Bill's Anakin, dude.
Are you Yoda or Obi?
I want to be Obi.
He claims Obi so hard.
I'm small.
You have to be Yoda, though.
Small like Yoda.
Fucking dude. Trump got fucking endorsed by Musk full-throated.
Yeah, that was wrong. Where'd he do it?
That's what he said. He's like, Elon Musk supports me full-throated.
Trump dog's starting to say some wild stuff, bro.
He's getting old. He's getting real old. That's what my mom hit that shit where it was... I just like that the speech he did with all the black chicks and said they were 35 minutes late. Amazing. And he was just like, mom's like, I just like him because he just doesn't give a crap. It's like, yeah, mom, I agree. He's a real renegade.
That's what I want out of a president.
Obviously, dude, Walls is a fucking freak.
Bill, I don't know anything about Walls.
Bill hates him. Dude.
Stolen Valor. Guy like you here, Stolen Valor?
I could never.
Stolen Valor. It's a felon. And then merch. Harris Walls merch is like tree camo.
Yeah, real that? Tree.
Yeah.
the non-binary are trying to take real tree back. Mossy Oak and real tree is like in their fucking gear now. That's only for guys like us.
It's only for hunters like us.
Yeah, I've never shot a rifle.
It's only for blue-collar hunters.
We're
like
in tree camo holding up the Uber Eats.
If I have
fat pussy crying during your vendor, this is fucking Uber Eats.
I would make a face like I took a shot if I had to cut a deer. It's like,
I'd be very sad, dude.
It's fucking gross.
It is gross. I've been disgusting. Around it. It's fucking disgusting.
When they're hanging stuff?
In a garage gutting a deer.
And they're like, dude, it's great beef jerky. And the beef jerky has like fucking hair. Sucks, fucking Wild Bill's beef jerky is good as shit.
We had a guy when I worked at a car dealership, once a week during deer season, he would bring in deer. Like, he'd bring in like a crock pot of like a.
Isn't there like a nuclear plant near you, too?
Yeah, there's
just
a mile out. Yeah.
Just the worst beef jerky on the planet.
Jammed. Everyone's jammed.
Just deer with six heads.
Yeah.
I was just talking to a dude about that. He was like, he lives in the one up near like Levittown or some shit. And I was like, bro, do you just like fucking stare at that thing and just wait for it to pop?
Yeah, it's fun to stare at.
But like, dude, that's fucking scary.
Every time I cross that bridge, I stare at it. I go, ooh, 3 mile out. I get excited every time. I say, ooh, the mighty Susquehanna.
That's every time me and Spades.
Every time I drive over, I go, the mighty Susquehanna.
The mighty Susquehanna. It is mighty, dude.
It's fucking huge.
It's big and mighty.
I like big rivers.
there's no denying a good big river.
What do you think about the axe, bro? Fully modded telecaster. No. Leave it up there. It's not in tune.
He's doing it.
He framed him, dude.
I think it was probably disgusting. She was just picking up boxes, being like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
just
getting cut.
Fossil. Yeah, they were like the spiral nautilus, dude.
You know how fucking
Yeah, I'm excited. I have to pull a drawer out, and that would block the door from opening. So anytime you're trying to fap, someone would be like, what are you doing in there? And you're like, dude, I'm sick of shooting. Get out of here. I got to take a shower right after. Don't come in. Yeah, my brother's, they sent my little brother. My little brother came back. I was, you know, I'd always used Vaz, obviously. And like, so like, you could, it was audible outside of the
obviously,
door.
Obviously, yeah. So, yeah, I was going to say, you seem like a Vaz guy. Like, I saw that for sure when you came in.
My little
this
brother,
isn't a peanut butter guy. This is a Vaz guy.
It goes without saying. He's a Vaz guy.
Yeah, Vaz in jail is probably like uranium, dude. You get your hands on that.
Yeah.
But my brother heard, he was too young to even know what masturbating was, and he went to my older brother and was like, Matt's in the bathroom and it sounds like so my older brother just waited until we're in front of all my cousins. He was like, yo, Billy, say what you told me. And they was like, it was like, and I was like, fuck.
Oh, did you cry?
I just beat my little brother up in front of all of them. Yeah. I was like, you didn't fucking hear that, dude. Yeah. They told you
he's lying.
Spaz face.
He's lying.
Yeah. We called my one cousin three times in one day.
He's a fucking liar.
Fly with my family tomorrow. That's always an operation.
And Gerby.
And Gerbs, and dude. Me. I can't believe.
Yes.
They're going to have so much fun.
Great.
I can't wait. They're absolutely sick. Both
you're
going to
scare the fuck out of Matt's
Promise
kids.
I won't. No, they're going to have. First of all, no.
Yeah.
You're going to You know what you do.
Oh, if we're freaking out?
Yeah.
I won't do that.
All right, good.
No, definitely not in front of kids.
They'll hold your hand. They'll hold your hand the whole time.
Oh, that's great.
They're not. I'm not saying it in a bad. I do it all the time. I hold my hands. I get nervous when we land. I'm always like, hold your father's hand now. It makes me feel a lot better.
Oh, that's adorable. Yeah.
You send your baby out of space. I guarantee in the car ride home, one of them was like, Gail was being a bitch. Gail was a fucking bitch the whole time we were in space.
She thought it was all about her. Not that it's all about me.
Not that it's all about me, but like, let's be honest. It was Katy Perry's trip.
Do you think that would be cool if you're Jeff Bezos and you just like you have a wife and you send her and Katy Perry and Gail into space? Do you think you actually felt anything or just like, all right?
Yeah, it was probably just another day for that guy. He probably woke up like, oh, fuck, I got to launch those women into space.
I don't think so. I think he's excited.
You think so?
Yeah.
You like Jeff Bezos?
Sure.
Bezos versus Musk. If you had to pick one, Bezos versus Musk.
If I had, oh, geez. I'd have to say Elon.
You like Elon better than Bezos?
I think, so, you know, I think like right now we're in a rocky, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Why do you like Elon better than Bezos?
Bezos, it seems, as I'd like SpaceX was before Blue Origin, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's copying his swag pretty badly on this.
Yeah.
Look it up, guys. What do you guys, don't believe in God or something? What the fuck? Admonished a couple. My favorite thing to do now is admonish couples for being atheists.
Mm, that's nice.
Religious crowd work's the best. But do you guys believe in God? And they're like, no. And it's like, what the fuck's wrong
with you? Yeah, what are you guys, stupid?
What the fuck is wrong with you guys?
You think you're better than everybody?
So I did that for like 8 people. I was like, you guys look like pussies. Are you atheists? And they were like, what? Then there was like a crowd who like, there's people who love, like, you know when people get like really into like being talked to? There's a couple there who like they were like reveling in it. So
yeah.
Like porn, I was like, yeah, check out Alpha Dogs. You guys will like it. My mom and dad watch it. She's like, dude, there's an MMF threesome in the very beginning. I was like, dude, I totally forgot.
It's also like cool. It's also like super cool white dudes acting like cholos. My dad would hate nothing more.
True.
White dudes with tattoos. You'd be like, what the fuck is this shit?
True.
I haven't seen Alpha Dogs. What is Alpha Dogs?
Justin Timberlake plays a cholo.
Oh, the movie Alpha Dog. Yeah, yes. I was thinking, like, oh, is this some like Netflix show I haven't heard of that's in its sixth season?
No,
like,
this was years ago.
The movie. Yeah, Alpha Dogs, of course, dude.
Alpha Dogs ruled, but my dad would not like
the beginning. Was tough. That was that's a tough pitch in the beginning.
Yeah, who's having the
MMF threesome? It's two dudes and a girl. Two clearly one of them had to die.
Yeah,
it's two alphas can't share a woman like that.
Of course.
Can we order pizza?
It was making me cry the other day. Like, I literally was crying laughing about it because I was telling Jay about it. Because when me and Soder played each other, he was up like 20 and he was finally going to win.
Was this on the stream, you're saying?
No, this was after.
Okay.
And we're sitting there, and DeRosa comes in and sits next to Soder and is like, Shane's right, your guys are blocking way better than his. And he was like, shut the fuck up, DeRosa. And I came back and he missed an extra point and lost. Oh. And when he finished, he put his controller down. DeRosa was sitting next to him and he goes, oh. It was the craziest spaz I've ever seen.
Was he serious?
He was totally serious.
Damn.
The Soder goes, I was like, what the fuck was that?
Oh my god.
It was so good. DeRosa was like, jeez, man. Put DeRosa's bitch ass. He's like, you wouldn't do that to other people. Like 5 hours later, he's still going.
Oh my god.
It was awesome.
Oh, that's such a good expression of a video game smash.
That was so funny. Especially from Soder.
Interview. And what I came prepared with is was that a joke that you wrote, the Draven?
No.
That's
a real thing.
Can we get into the Draven?
Let's make it right now.
What's the Draven? What's the Draven about? Half man, half
dragon. Man, he was half man, half dragon. Yeah, exactly.
Why is it Draven?
And he would hunt dragons, and that's the deal. And it wasn't comedic. It was like a hardcore fantasy action movie.
That's what made me laugh so hard. Which top, what half, like, was he dragon head, man's body?
No. He looked just like a good-looking dude with just, like, fucking kind of translucent skin and muscles. You know?
Like, dude. Don't watch the podcast?
Yeah, I know.
Anything I do.
My mom watches every fucking episode.
Do they? Your parents tune in?
Well, my yeah, I don't talk to her, so
yeah,
this is the only time she gets.
This is how she gets to know yeah. what you're up to.
I knew you were masturbating.
That's what hot showers meant.
That's gross.
I got away with it. My sisters just lied.
Yeah, older sisters could definitely torment you, bro. I feel like I only had older brothers.
They're the worst.
They like physically, the older brothers like the FBI, sisters the CIA.
Yeah, pure NSA, just like we're watching.